Unidentified flying news stories have been making the headlines in Shropshire during the past week. Bright lights were captured over the county by eagle-eyed Shropshire Star reader Robert Davis of Alston. He saw objects in the early hours of the morning on the same day that other reports emerged of strange phenomena above Turn Hill. Shropshire Star features editor Carl Jones followed the story. What happened, Carl?
Well, you know, Shropshire's building up a bit of a reputation for otherworldly happenings. It's now officially recognised as one of the hotbeds for everything from big strange black cats to UFOs. And this latest one, as you say, 31-year-old Robert Davis from Alston contacted us to say he'd seen these strange objects in the early hours of June the 25th, which was just the same day that reports had emerged about similar strange things above Clive Barracks at Turn Hill. What he actually managed to do, this quick-thinking man, was grab his mobile phone and begin filming them. And so you can actually view his footage online. If you've been following the Shropshire Star this week, there's a fairly complicated website which points you in the direction. Since Robert's comments, we've been contacted by four or five other people who said, yes, we've spotted these strange, spinning, multicoloured items. They might be helicopters, they might not. Nobody's actually come forward to us to tell us definitely that they are not UFOs, and usually you find there's a fairly plausible explanation that comes out quite quickly. In this instance, it hasn't. So self-employed Mr. Davis, who described himself as a sceptic, says he still has no explanation to what this massive light hovering over his Arleston house a quarter of a mile in the air is. And we would love to hear from Shropshire Star readers who can tell us by emailing newsroom@shropshirestar.co.uk.
On a different note, there's been controversy in Wellington over plans for a new sex shop. Telford and Wrekin Council were inundated with letters of objection to Nicola Dickens' plan to open the shop at Vineyard Road. Councillors on the authority's licensing panel went ahead anyway. Tom Johansson is the senior reporter on the Shropshire Star. What happened?
Well, basically, this row seemed to divide opinion in Wellington. It laid bare a few of the differences there are in the town. On the one hand, we had a lot of opposition on moral grounds. Some religious groups didn't like the idea. But we also had a lot of letters and comments on our website saying that, we're not in Victorian times anymore. We should allow this to go ahead. And as it turns out, it has gone ahead.
And I think, so they granted approval, and then that approval led to an angry action from the people who were against it. Who thought that the council got it wrong?
Well, that claim has been made, but equally there's a lot of people supporting the council decision, I would say, as well. I mean, the applicants themselves, during the licensing meeting, that's Nicola Dickin who applied, she said she was trying to bring her line of business out of the shadows a bit, and even claimed that it would boost trade elsewhere in Wellington, which opponents disputed, as you might imagine.
Okay. But so the sex shop's here and it's here to stay.
It's here to stay, so you know where to go.
Shropshire's MPs broke up for the summer recess this week, heading home to the constituencies during the annual break from the Houses of Parliament. John Hipwood is the London editor for the Shropshire Star. So John, what is the parliamentary recess and how long will our MPs be back in the county?
Well, the recess began on Wednesday, last Wednesday, and the MPs will be off for 75 days until October the 6th, so it's a pretty long break.
Great, and what sort of work will they be doing back in the constituencies now that the House of Parliament are closed?
Well, if you're a minister, you have to be at your desk in Whitehall for at least part of August and most of September. Owen Paterson, who's the MP for North Shropshire and is a shadow minister, a member of David Cameron's shadow cabinet, will be off to Northern Ireland a fair bit during the recess as part of his responsibilities as shadow Northern Ireland secretary. In addition to that, they've got the usual summer round of garden parties and fetes and rubber chicken dinners and the usual meetings, constituency complaints, dealing with constituency issues, the sort of thing that they'd be doing throughout the year.
Great.
And most of them, of course, we mustn't forget that most of them will have a proper holiday as well. Some of them will go abroad. Some will follow the example of Gordon Brown and David Cameron, who are both holidaying in the UK this year.
Great. And are there any rare occasions when they might be called back to London or national emergencies, things like that?
Well, it happens very rarely, in fact, history shows. Speaker Michael Martin can recall Parliament at any time, but only, in fact, at the request of the Prime Minister. So it has to be the government that decides if Parliament should be recalled. It usually happens at a time of national or international emergency. The Leader of the Opposition, currently David Cameron, might well demand a recall, but it would only happen if the Prime Minister agreed. The last time it happened was in September 2002, when MPs were recalled to debate Iraq, the Iraq War, and weapons of mass destruction, or indeed the lack of them.
Great. So they've got long breaks ahead of them, and thanks very much for talking to us today.
That's my pleasure.
Thanks, John.
Big decision will be made on the future of post-16 education in Telford next week. Telford and Wrekin Council will be considering plans to establish post-16 education facilities at the Burton Borough School, Madeley Academy and Rockwood Ironwood Arts College. There are also plans for a new post-16 facility at the South Telford Skills Centre, which is based at the Lord Silking School. Simon Hardy is a senior reporter on the Shropshire Star and he's been following progress. So what's the council planning to do?
Well, basically it's part of a wider scheme called Campus Telford and Wrekin. And basically at the moment, if you want to pursue education after the age of 16, do A-levels or whatever it is, there are only really two places open to teenagers, and they're both in the south of the borough in Wellington. There's Telford College and there's New College, as I say, both in Wellington. There are other areas like there's Newport Girls and Adams Grammar in the north, but they're both selective schools. And there's also the Blessed Robert Johnson School, the Roman Catholic School. Now, what the council wants to do is make post-16 education a bit more accessible for people by opening up centres elsewhere in the borough. So they're proposing at the moment to have the Burton Borough Schools have facilities there. That's in Newport. Rockwood Inwood would sort of cover the central and north area. And then, as you've said before, there's the South Telford covered by Lord Silkin and Madeley Academy.
And a decision made in the next week?
Well, not exactly. What's happened is they've drawn up a report which is, in essence, says we've done some brief scouting around, we've asked a few views, what do you think? Now, it's going to the council's ruling cabinet on Monday the 28th. They'll give the go-ahead, and then what they'll do is go back and consult on a wider level to see who's for, who's against, and how it goes from there.
So, generally speaking, are people happy with the proposals? Will they improve education?
Well, as I say, it's part of a much wider scheme. It's trying to make education more inclusive but also much more accessible. These plans have been going on for a while now. Now, this is just in its early stages, so it hasn't had wide consultation at the moment. There have been a few inquiries made, but after it goes to Cabinet, we're expecting it to be rubber stamped, and then it will go out and we'll know exactly what people think from there.
There's plenty more to look forward to next week in Shropshire Star. On Tuesday and Wednesday, local cheese producers will be heading to the north of the county and just over the border into Cheshire for the Nantwich Cheese Show. Each year the event takes place and local producers show off the best of their wares. Also next week, on Saturday, is the 123rd Oswestry Show. There'll be lots of people from across the county at the Oswestry Showground. On the same day, on Saturday, there's the Tenbury Countryside Show. Again, thousands of people will be in Tenbury to enjoy the fun there.